It is hour number one of our Celebrate Avon. As we have our Celebrate series, we go to different communities around Lorain County, and it's all presented by Vandermark Jewelers, the trusted name in jewelry. Visit them in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Or if you have a little bit of pull, maybe Jim comes to visit you, like he has this morning. Good morning, Jim.
There you go. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We are great.
Excellent.
Last time we saw you, you were getting ready for the Apple Festival in Elyria, and that went off.
Excellent this year. We had 275-plus cars at the car show. The vendors were superbly pleased with the weekend of the weather and the traffic and the venues, and it was just a good Apple Festival. So both you got down and enjoyed a little food, I heard.
Yes, I did. The pulled pork, I think, had a brisket or something that I had over there as well, and the pink cookies that the Elyria
excellent.
Sure.
You got to have a pink cookie.
Exactly. It's just all American to have a pink cookie from the old Lynx Pinks turned into Elyria schools, and so that's well. So, no, they had a good crowd, and just the Princess Pageant was back, which was a success, and so we were very, very pleased.
Sounds great. So did you... Do you have anything in your pockets with
the rest? Some bling. Although, are you watching this racquetball go on behind you at all?
I've not. I've just listened to it every once in a while.
I've just listened to it every once in a while. This is kind of a vintage-y little, but yet at the same time, it's a new ring. It's got bead-set diamonds with a little bit of a milling edge on it that is absolutely gorgeous. Craig will get a picture, maybe put it up on EOL's Facebook or something.
Hold still, Bruce. I'm trying to hold still,
Hold still,
too.
Bruce. Who's shaking? Which one of you?
Me.
I'm not shaking.
I'm not shaking.
Even though I'm holding a ring that's worth quite a bit, explain. I guess the way this is mounted, it almost has, and I don't want to demean it by saying sort of a football shape with the like three things or like a little like the blades of a pumpkin.
So it tapers in the setting, and the style of setting is called bead setting. So the diamonds are set very securely. So that's a ring you could put on, say, a right hand ring for a lady and wear and not get in any trouble as far as wearability. The diamonds aren't going to fall out. It's just very sturdy. And yet they put that little milling on the edges to give it kind of a vintagey little look, and then the scroll work. So it's just got kind of a certain little style to it, but it's just very pretty. And that taper down on the outsides, which gives it, as you said, that football shape, then isn't chunky on the finger at all.
And you've got sort of that spacing in between. Which makes it seem lighter.
Not seem heavy. Correct. The little split rail will give you some lightness, so it gives you the width you desire on the finger, but it doesn't look chunky once it's on the finger.
Wow. When I look at something like this, and I know Bob does a lot of the work on it, it seems to me I would just get all this glare coming back at me like that. But under a different lighting,
young eyes do help a little bit.
They
there's
do,
no
I
doubt.
Guess. Yeah, you're right on that.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So these diamonds that are in here, there's many small ones.
Basically, it's rows of full-cut 58-facet diamonds, but they're not large diamonds, which is kind of an impact that's going on right now. The large center stone has slowed just a little bit, and the girls are loving the low-profile bands. I don't know if it's a pandemic action that brought that to us, but we're seeing in the last couple years a lot of this, I want to wear my jewelry. I don't want it sitting in a jewelry box. I want to get out and do, and so that style of ring is very wearable, because if it rolls, it doesn't feel uncomfortable on the finger. It's enjoyable.
Right, and there isn't a big stone to get caught on something or whatever like that.
Exactly.
Too, or Nick, but it glistens endlessly. I mean, because of all the different...
Yeah, each diamond has 58 facets or facets, and you've got a number of them set across, and they're beautiful diamonds quality-wise. So you're right. It just has a beautiful sparkle in this beautiful facility.
Is this white gold that I'm looking
at? That is 14-karat white gold. Correct statement.
All right. When's the yellow gold coming back?
It's close. I sold two yellow gold engagement rings last week.
How about that?
Yeah, so we're coming around. The cycle is almost here generationally. You know, it's a 20-year cycle typically, and we're getting the calls.
Yeah, you've been through a couple cycles on certain things, I would suppose, over time.
Was that a cut down to me, Bruce?
No. Shows experience.
That's
experience.
He insulted the racquetball players, and now he's off on you.
Insulted? How did I insult anybody?
Calling them old people.
Looks like you've been through a couple cycles, Jim. Yes, Bruce, I've been through a couple cycles, and there is a younger model. You know the generations. You know how it works, and it is, and you're right, 100%. I've told the silly story at Brandaw's. I started in 1981, and in 1983 we started going to yellow gold. So I went through the whole yellow gold generation, and then a whole white gold generation, which is 20 years. So I've been at this a little over 40 years now. I started at Brandaw's, and so we're 20 years in business ourselves this year, and I was at Brandaw's 22 years.
You just let it happen, though, the change of it.
Yeah. You know, Hollywood brings it to you in the West, and New York City style brings it to you from the East. We're in the Midwest. It takes three or four more years to get to us, and then it does, and we just adapt it, because a lot of the big parts of the trends have already been marked out.
So here we are at the end of September. The weather's colder. Really, the holidays, they're fast approaching. What do you think will be hot this year?
We're seeing a big thing in the lab-grown diamond push, and so it's an interesting mark there that we talk about. So I'm seeing a lot of jewelers who have put some lab-grown merchandise in. So there's an interesting educational standpoint that you have to do to find out whether people like it or not like it. You know, we're growing diamonds in laboratories, high-pressure heat treatment, carbon vapor deposit diamonds now. And so that's going to be an interesting conversation along the way. And then, of course, with supply chains and price issues, there's a few things that have popped around. Bracelets were really hot last year. We're looking forward to that again. And then this right-hand ring that I just told you about has been kind of something to talk about. So we're looking for a good holiday. Groceries prices aren't helping anybody as far as that goes. But in general, people still feel pretty optimistic about life and the fact that we're not wearing masks all over the place and people aren't hospitalized. And so there's a general good feeling that we're looking. And usually that's when we reward ourselves with presents and jewelry and things of that nature.
I could put a radish on it. You know, that's the big ring, a big red radish on there.
Red radish on there would be it.
For that sort of. Now, this is the time of the season, though. There's a lot of weddings still that go on. The fall is a nice time for that.
We sure do. We're seeing weddings left and right. So the couples, they're coming in and picking up their engagement rings and getting them all cleaned and rhodiumed and then picking their wedding bands all soldered. And so Bob's busy in the shop. Normally anymore, the girls will solder their wedding sets together right before the wedding, the week before the wedding. That way they never have to give them back and they're all soldered and put together and rhodiumed and look beautiful and ready to go.
Sounds great. And of course there's always that estate case that you have.
I just brings a lot of different did about 15 new items the other day in the estate before she could even get one tagged. I took one out and showed a customer, oh my gosh, it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous heart diamond pendant, which was really cool. And so the estate is just full of interesting things. And so I've probably then the next month now that the weather's changed, as we all know, I'll be there on Monday's Price and Estate out to build that estate case because it is a fun case.
Sounds great. Well, there's lots of things that people can stop by. See you on, how's the road, by the way, on Broad Street?
Bumpy.
Okay.
No, it's so the gas company's been in, did the project. The city came in with a copper water line replacement to do the project. So they're getting all the major infrastructure underneath the road done, which is smart. You don't want to do that after you put down a new road. I'm guessing now, because I've not heard that they're ready to do, that it'll be, you know, possibly a spring project that they'll start tearing up the road and do it. And, you know, again, as a merchant, I'm unhappy we'll lose some business, but I'm happier than heck the road needs done. It's a major artery into downtown. It goes past Ridge Tool, past UH Hospital. It needs done. And it'll be such a bonus to have a nice, good-looking road with curbs on it when it's all done.
And then be able to stop quicker where you're at.
Into Vandermark Jewelers.
Right, as opposed to watching the bumpers in front of them sometimes.
Yes.
When the road is a little
bit congested. It is time. And from what I understand, the project will have a third lane, so it'll have a turning lane, which will be fine. So it'll just be nice to have that nice artery into the downtown corridor, if you would. And you'd get a lot of growth out there. You got our new Duncan and our new Speedway and this, and that needs to somewhat connect to the downtown area in a smoother road than we have right now. The old Model A goes down there to the car show, and woo-wee, it's a bumpy ride.
Yep. Well, Jim, we appreciate you stopping by and also helping us celebrate the cities of Lorain County.
Yeah, no problem. I'm thrilled to be here in Avon. What a beautiful city growth-wise, and a great bedroom community to the county, and then growing themselves in infrastructure and everything else they do. So Avon is a great asset to Lorain County, no doubt about it. I hear the mayor's coming on next.
He will be on coming up after our news.
I'll listen to him on the way back to see all the things that are going on great in Avon, and we appreciate you guys coming out here. You look good. You look physically fit. Were you working out this morning?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's just
these
the
guys
atmosphere.
Look awesome. I mean, they're here tank tops and spandex. They're looking good. You got to stop out and see them at the UH
Fitness
Center.
Headband going, ready to go.
Exactly.
It's a little sweat, no pain, no gain.
That's what they say.
Or just a lot
of
pain.
Got some New Balance tennis shoes on, does he, Craig?
I've got Nikes on today.
Oh, Nikes. He's pretty young, isn't he?
Or these are my Adidas that I have on here.
You can't see that. You can't see that far to see what shoes he has on.
I thought about wearing my Vans because they had a little purple in them for the city of Avon.
But hey, there you go.
These are what I got.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Jim, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Jim Vandermark joining us from Vandermark Jewelers, our Celebrate sponsor. It's trusted name in jewelry, Vandermark, East Broad Street, near the hospital in Elyria.